Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
A lot of news on the diabetes front, certainly one of the most important public health issues facing the world. The number of adults, we reported this yesterday, with diabetes worldwide has doubled over the last three decades to 350 million people. As alarming as that is, even one of our listeners said it doesn't tell the full story.
This is Elizabeth Marin. I'm calling from Boston. John, could you please correct your statement that the number of cases of diabetes has doubled? It's actually type 2 diabetes that has doubled, and it's a big distinction.
Point taken. Type 2 diabetes, 350 million people. That's according to the new study by the British journal Lancet. Nearly 25 million Americans have the disease. 138 million adult diabetics live in China and India. Joining us now is Rob Andrews, consultant and senior lecturer in diabetes and endocrinology at the University of Bristol in England. He's on the line from San Diego at the American Association of Diabetes meeting, where a lot of these issues are being discussed this week. Dr. Andrews, good morning.
Good morning.
So, the fact that diabetes seems to be growing at an alarming rate, type 2 or type 1, and I'd love to have a sense of the distinction there to remind people. What are the solutions? I mean, this is clearly something that's going to be with us. There's no cure for diabetes, but there have to be mitigating treatments other than simply insulin.
Yeah, I think we're right to say that the numbers are going up. Type 2 is going up at an alarming rate, although type 1 is increasing. For both diseases, improving the diet and doing exercise seems to help in line with using medication, so that it can make great improvements.
And, as a public health sort of strategy, how would we put diet and exercise together with attempts to prevent diabetes in parts of the world where it's a problem? And certainly Michelle Obama, of course, is all over this issue of childhood obesity being a marker for type 2 diabetes in children and young adults.
I think what we have to do is try to go back to the basics. So we have to try and have more exercise in our day-to-day living, and we have to try to go back to more basic food, so have less refined food that's more just straight from the earth rather than it being refined through processes is the real underlying message.
Talking with Dr. Rob Andrews, who's a consultant and senior lecturer in diabetes and endocrinology at the University of Bristol in England. There are cases of with the proper diet and exercise and other therapies of type 2 diabetes actually reversing itself. When does that happen and how?
It can happen in two cases. One is if you have a surgery that causes a drastic weight loss. And the other time that it can happen is if you go to a very intense low-calorie diet that has been shown to take away diabetes for a period of time.
And but it will return if the weight is regained or the diet reverts.
Exactly, yes. If either of those happen, it will return.
And what is the mechanism for diet and exercise actually improving the situation? Does it have an impact on the pancreas, or is it a general metabolic load on the entire system?
Both. It increases how much insulin you can secrete and also makes the insulin work much better, so that affects the metabolic load, that it can clear the glucose easier.
Diet and exercise, just what the doctor ordered for type 2 diabetes. That's Dr. Rob Andrews, consultant and senior lecturer in diabetes and endocrinology at the University of Bristol in England. He's in San Diego at the American Association of Diabetes meeting, where they're talking about the tripling or doubling of diabetes over the last three decades, type 2 to 350 million people. Thank you, doctor.